Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiur HaMan Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Nida Daf Lamed Vav Amud Bet, about to take a look at Mishnah Dalad and Hay, which is a topic that we've already dealt with several times and referred to, and now we'll see it front on, which is the issue of Mikasha, which means somebody who's going into labor pains, and Yoledet Bezov, etc. Hamakasha Nida. Somebody who goes into labor pains is a nida. Let's see what that means. Let's say she was in her 11 days of ziva, which means during the pregnancy, at some point late in the pregnancy, she saw dam. So now her calendar starts up again, and in one of the 11 days after the 7 days, she has 3 days straight of dam. V'shafta meit late, and then she had a break of 24 hours. We'll see a break from what? V'yalda, and then gave birth. Harezu yoledet bezov. That's called yoledet bezov. And the only machloket is going to be how long of break. Rishu Omer Laila V'yom. It has to be a full night and day. Kalele Shabbat V'yomo. Just like Shabbat. And Sheshafta Minatzar V'lo Minadam. And he adds that she has to have a break from the pains, but not from Dam. So it's the Dam that continues that says that Dam is not Dam of birth, that's Dam of Ziva. Kamahi Kishuya. Now, how long back can we ascribe kishui? Meaning, if she was in labor pains for a week, 2 weeks, how long back? 40 or 50 days. We'll say why he mentions both those. This, by the way, is the next Mishnah. We're not going to get to it in this podcast. She gets a month. It's never longer than 2 weeks. And we'll deal with all of that in the next couple of podcasts. Atu kol ha-mekasha nidahi. Is it really true that ha-mekasha nidahi, automatically she's a nida? So marav means nida liyoma. There's a rule that for that day she's a nida, when she has kishui and she has some dam, goes to the mikveh that night, and it's this kind of strange halacha. Shmuel amar chayshin and shema tishfet. We avoid her because we're concerned that maybe she will then take a break from the pain, continue to have dam, and then be a zava. Rabbi Yitzchak amar mekasha eina klum. Kishui alone is nothing. Alaktani makasha nida, but the Mishnah said a makasha nida. You can say, how can you say it's nothing? Hamarav, it means v'mei nida nida meziv tahora. It means hamakasha if she's during the time of nida and has dam, then she's a nida. If it's during the days of ziva, then she's tahora again, unless there's a break at which she continues to have dam and no pain. V'atanya makashav meni dani dav meziva Torah. The Braita supports Rava's explanation. Ketzad, let's see how that plays out. Kashtayo machad v'shafta shnayim. Let's say she had 1 day of kishui and 2 days of a break, but blood the whole time. Shkashta shnayim v'shafta machad, or 2 and 1. Or shafta v'kashta v'chazra v'shafta. Or she was not in pain, then in pain, then not in pain, bleeding the whole time. Harezu yoledet bezov. You know, as long as the last thing was not having pain. But if it's the opposite, she had dam without pain and then labor pains, or even if she had no pains for 2 days and then one day of pain, bleeding the whole time, or if she had pain, then stopped having pain, then when had pain again before giving birth, that's not called yoledet bezov, because whatever dam she's having is part of the leida. What's the rule? Koshi samuch leida. If the last thing before birth is the pains, ein zu yoledet bezov. Shovi samuch leida. If a break, a cessation, is the closest thing before the birth, harei zu yoledet bezov. Okay, the bright is not done. Chananya, or in some versions, Chanina. Ben Achir Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Yeshua's famous nephew. I've seen him a few times in Masachet Nida. Kol shachal kishuyam b'shlishi shela. If her kishui is on the third day, then afilu kol yom kulo b'shofi, even if the whole rest of the day is a break, meaning she had 2 days plus of koshi, and then the rest of the day is b'shofi, ein zu yoledet bezov. In other words, as long as within 24 hours of giving birth, more or less, she had koshi, the rest of the day doesn't matter. Now, that's the breita. Kolo shel davar l'toy mari. Why did they add the kolo shel davar, which is pretty obvious from the examples? L'toy to Chananya, to extend it to Chananya's example. Now, minhani mili, where does all this come from? Where does yoledet bezov and yoledet bekoshi and dam koshi not being tame? Tanu rabbanan, dama. The Torah says that her ziva is dama, her blood. Dama machman atzma velo machman vlad. It's dam that comes because of her, not because of a vlad pushing it out. So therefore, dam leida is not tame. Atal mer machman vlad away lo machman ones. You're telling me that that it is dam because of leda, that's not metame. Maybe it's dam because of onus, that's not metame. Kshuhu omer vishaki azuv zov dama. When we have the pasuk that says if a woman has a flow of blood, hare onus somewhere, that's alluding to onus. So we've decided to take the word dama and limit it to not a vlad, and the other pasuk can extend it to onus. Why did you decide that way? To say that the vlad's blood caused by the vlad is tahor, blood caused by any other onus is tamei. The answer is matarani bevlad sheish tara acharav, because when you have a baby, there's dam tohar afterwards. There's no built-in thing for ones, where afterwards there's dam tohar. It's only after baby. Adrab, I could say the opposite. Matarani ba'ones, again, ones bezav tohar. In a man, ones is tohar. The answer is no. It's still got ashtami abisha kemina. We're talking about a woman. For ones bisha lo ashkachan, we don't find the claim of ones when it comes to any emission of a woman being a significant criterion. The other pasuk is ma'ad datech l'tzuei ba'onis l'tzuei vlad. What are you thinking? To say any onus is tahor and a vlad is not? Dam because of a vlad? In the ha'onis got always said, what greater onus do you have than the vlad making you bleed? So yachi neida nami name is zova machmad atzma v'lo machmad vlad. So why don't we say the same thing about a nida? So if a woman is not b'meziva, she never had blood during her pregnancy, and our first blood is at childbirth, why are we calling her a nida? Why do we say not machmad a vlad and it's nothing? Tomer vlado ena ala onas kshomer vishakiti yazavar ena samur man mekayim zovaz zovah machmad atzma v'lachmad vlad. This is all we could have said, kind of parroting the earlier drasha. Amar shlokish amar krat teshev. Right, she has to teshev for the nekeva. Yesh lecha yeshiva acheret shei kazu. There's another yeshiva like that, meaning another time where she's in a status. Veizuzu zukoshi meziva. In other words, she has the 66 days of Tahara. She has another one like that, which is Koshi B'mei Ziva. But not B'mei Nida. Ve'emazu Koshi B'mei Nida. Why don't we extend it to that? Or instead say that it's Koshi B'mei Nida. So that answer didn't work. Ala Amar Avod Shmuel. Amar Krai had a different one. V'tamash Shvu'ayim Kinidata. A Yoledet of a Nekeva has Tum'at of 2 weeks Kinidata. That's the language of the text. V'loka Zivata. Meaning it's comparing it to Nida, but not to Ziva. Implying that if she was a Zava, she'd be Tahara. Now, what kind of Zava is Tahara? That must be if she gave birth and the dam that came out was during Yemei Ziva, then she's not a Zava. She's Yoledet. Different story. Now that we came, and that's really a great proof, Dama Lamali, what did I need Dama for? The answer is, Ilav Dama v'emene kinidata v'lo kezivata. I might have thought from Dama that it's meaning even if she took a break, she had 3 days of dam, took a break, and then had a baby, kamash malan, that it has to be that she gave birth while she's having pain. In other words, that the pain led up to it. Okay, Shila Bar Avina, it's an interesting story. About Uvda Kavate de Rav. It's kind of a tragic story. He paskin like Rav. Kinach nafshe de Rav, when Rav died, that Rav, meaning, and we saw it to be in Rasugya, that when somebody's Makasha, she's Anita for 1 day, and that's it. Kenachnafshid Rav, Rav was about to die, as you'll see. Amalei Ravasi said to one of his trusted students, Ravasi, Zilt San A, go hide that halacha, meaning, go tell him that that's not the way to rule. Vilotzayit, if he doesn't listen to you, Garye, which means convince him. In other words, Rav had changed his mind on his deathbed. Husavar Gadye Amarle. Rav Asi didn't hear him right, and he thought he meant gadye, which means cut him off, really. Which means put him in cherem. So, batar nachnaf shed Rav, when Rav finally did die, amar le hadarbach. Rav Asi told, it's Shela, change your mind and don't rule like that anymore. Tahadabe Rav, because Rav changed his mind. Amar le mi'ita tahadabe, if Rav really changed his mind, le didi havi amrali. He would have told me. Lo tzayit. So he refused to obey, and refused to listen. Gadye, so Vasi threw him in cherem. Amar levul mistafi marmid leita. Aren't you afraid of the fire? Meaning, aren't you afraid of my family and our yichas that something bad will happen to you? Amarle anna, and then he says something very strange. Isi ben Yehuda, do Isi ben Guriarye, Isi ben Gamliel, do Isi ben Mahalalel. He's invoking the names of all sorts of famous Isis in the rabbinic world. Asita de nachasha de lo shalit beg rakva. I'm like a thing of copper that can't be hurt and can't be eroded. So I'm impregnable. Amalei, and who am I? Va'ana Shela Baravina. Who do you think that is? Buchlan Aparzala Tanipa Sita Nachasha. I'm like a thing of, like a grinder made out of iron that will break your copper piece. So, it's a duel. Chalash Ravasi. What happened? Ravasi got sick. Alu Abachamimi Afku Amikriri. Alu Abikriri Afku Amichimimi. He was getting hot. He was getting agu. He was getting chills. Right? Nachnaf Shedi Ravasi. Ravasi was about to die. Azal Shela Amar B'Devitu. So Shela went and said to his wife, Tzavid Li Zavta, get ready, sort of tachrichim for me, burial clothes. The Loleza Volemele Larav Mili Ilavai. It's a very strange statement. He doesn't want Rav Asi to go and say bad things to him in Olam Haba, to say bad things to Rav about this Shela. So he wants to catch up with him. Tzvita Le Zavta, she did it. Nachmav Sheda Shela, and then her husband died. Chazu de Parcha Asim Haipuri La Puria. So they were carrying both beds, Rav Asi and Shela, out at the same time, and they saw a myrtle branch that was put on top of the bier, hopping from one to the other. Amri Shomin Avdur Abanam Piusa. They must have made up in the other world, and we don't have to worry about it. Okay? Back to our topic. Boy, Rav. Rav asked the following question. Koshi Maushiti Stor Beziva. Very interesting question. A woman is a Zava during pregnancy, and then she has Shiva Nakim. And in the middle of Shiva Nakim, she suddenly goes into labor pains, and she has Dam. Does that dam cancel out her Shiva Nakim? Do we say Davar Metame Soter, something that itself is Metame, will cancel out Vainam Metame, Kimeni Dahu, this is also Metame, Odilma Davar Hagorem, meaning something that would cause you to be a Zava Soter. V'hai Lav Gorem Hu, because if she had never seen dam before and she had this during the, I mean she hadn't seen dam in a lot, since she was now in Yemei Ziva, she wouldn't be anything now, this is Koshi. So Abaye said, "Onus beziva yochiach." I'll prove it to you from onus beziva. She'eno gorem, meaning if a guy sees ba'ones, that doesn't cause him to be tamei. Nonetheless, for soter, if a guy is counting shiva nakim and he eats hot tamales and as a result of that has ziva, he cancels out his shiva nakim. So Amar Leilai. So Rava said, "Indeed, hainami gorem hu." But that itself is gorem. Nun ra'ariya rishona bodkinoto shniya bodkinoto shlishit ein bodkinoto. The position of Chachamim, as we saw in Zavim Bet, is for the third Re'iyah, you don't have to check him, so onus itself will actually cause you to be Tameh for a Korban. If you remember, that Mishnah said, you actually check him for the third time, for the Korban, Hachinami kemen de logarim lo satar. So you're going to say that according to Rabbi Eliezer, since seeing without onus, it wouldn't be soter, meaning even his fourth or fifth time, if he had onus, it wouldn't be soter. Rabbi Eliezer Achinami, which is not the case, because Rabbi Eliezer seems, at least in the early sugya, to say that on the fourth one, onus would count. All right. Toshma, Rabbi Eliezer, Mer Afris, Lishit Bodkinoto, Barveit Ein Bodkinoto. There we go. So my love, the stira, isn't it that the fourth one we don't check in, because even though the one with onus, Rio Beonus, would not establish Tuma, it will cancel out Nikim. Lo, the Tumia Lahiti B'masa. No, we don't do B'dika because that piece, that material, is Tumi B'masa. But it's not soter. We would ask him questions, and if he said, yeah, I had hot tamales last night, we said, it's not soter. Toshma, Mr. Sheet, or Lezer, or Bodkinoto, Barvit, Ein Bodkinoto. Right? The Korban Amarti Velo Listira. Rabbi Eliezer explicitly says, you need to check and make sure that it wasn't Ba'ones for the Korban, but for Stira, we don't care. Ella, the Rabbi Eliezer teaches the Dover Shen Ogorim, soter. So it must be that Rabbi Eliezer holds that even something that can't cause you to be Tamei would cancel out your Nikim. L'rabbanan mai, but our question is according to the Rabbanan of Zavim. Toshman Tani Avuad Rabbi Avin. Magaram Lozovo, he's explaining why it is that when you're counting Shiva Nakim for a guy, if he sees a carry, it cancels one day. If he sees Ziva, he has to go back to the beginning. So his answer is, Magaram Lozovo, what did Ziva cause him originally? Shiva, 7 days of Tuma. L'ficha sota Shiva, therefore it cancels out seven. Magram lo kirio, if he saw a carry, what would he be? He'd be talking yom echad. The ficha sota yom echad, so it cancels yom echad. So my shiva, what shiva are we talking about? Ilema de matame shiva, that a zav is tame shiva, mazovo tame shiva mvaile. It should say, your zov is tame shiva. Elav davar gorim soter, davar shen gorim eno soter, trying to teach the principle that only something that can cause you to become tame will also cancel out your nikim. And this whole equation, or shall we say, sort of legal justice of the difference between Keri and Ziva underscores that point. Shmamina. Okay, so according to the Rabbanan, therefore, a Re'iyah Ba'ones would not be soter. Amar Abaye, so Abaye says, Naktinan en koshi sota beziva. Koshi does not cancel ziva, which is exactly what Rava's question is, and indeed that should be the ruling based on what we just saw. Mishgacha tana damar soter. If you find a brighter where they said it is soter, I hear Rabbi Elazar, that's Rabbi Elazar. Okay, Tanya, Rabbi Marinos Omer. Ein leida soter beziva. We continue with this idea of what cancels out ziva. What about leida itself? Does that cancel out Shiva Nakim? Ebailu maushatale. So he said it doesn't cancel Shiva Nakim. Could it count towards the Nakide? Abayamar, ain't a soteret, veinola. It doesn't cancel, it doesn't count. Ravamar, ain't a soteret, veola. Rava says it does count as a clean day. I'm Rav Manami, and I'll prove it to you. Tanya, vachar titar. Pasuk about the Zava says, vachar titar. Achar, achar lekulan. Meaning, shalote tuma masakit benayim. There can't be any tuma in the middle. So, yamar bishlama ola, if you agree with me that it counts, Hanu delamaf second tumah. That's why we say there's no tumah breaking it up. Well, the amarta ain't no love. But if you say it doesn't count, then afsik leida. The leida should now be an interruption. It should cancel it out. In other words, you can't. What Rav is saying is you cannot have a day that's not soter, but doesn't count. Rabbi's answer should look to tumat zivam of second banana. This is something we already saw that what the Torah is makpid on is there shouldn't be any ziva in the middle. There could be other tumot. Amar Rav Manami, also Rav brings another proof. Titanya, mizova velo minig'a, mizova velo miledata. So in other words, she's tahor from her ziva, but not, let's say, tzarat. Or zova, but not from her leida. That won't affect it at all. Abaye says there's only one statement in that braita. That's the first one, mizova velo miniga. The only one that's mentioned is mitzarat. That one shouldn't be in the braita. And Rava's answer is, "Hi, my if you agree that my drasha should be in there, meaning the one that's supporting me, because leida is a necessary statement, so therefore they mention tzora. If the only thing in that drasha is that she has to be tahor from ziva, but minigayim don't get in the way." That we already learned from Azav, who says he has to be tahor from his zov. So vav lomini go. If he's a mitzor, it doesn't matter. Think about this. If a guy's a zav and touches a sheretz in the middle, it doesn't affect him either. And Abaye says, chai bezav, chai bezav. You need both drashot, one with a zav, one with a zav, tzricha. And there's the consistent tzrichuta between zav and zava. Ikat of Rahmana bezav. If it only said it about a zav, shalom tam ba'ones. After all, he's more lenient because he doesn't have tuma ba'ones. Seven times on the same low, but a girl has tuma bonus. We don't care why she's bleeding, and therefore we would say that doesn't work. So tzricha the ikata vachmana bezava. If it doesn't have a zava, mishum de lo matam b'riyot kaviyomim. Zava has to have 3 days in a row of dam. Seeing dam 3 times doesn't matter. Aval zav to matam b'riyot kaviyomim. Zav sees 3 riyot in the space of 20 minutes. He's tamei. So emolo tzricha. In other words, each has a chumra. I'm Rabbi Menachem Milovan. Now I'm going to prove to you that the day should not count for her, the day of Leda. The Tanya Dvotatit Ma, we saw this earlier, Dvotat Bo'olah, Dvotat Ma L'Rabot Talilot, and Dvotat Ma L'Rabot Talilot, you'll let it bezov, Shtricha Shtei Shev Shiva Nakim, you'll let it bezov as day of 7 Nakim. My love Nakim Mi Leda, doesn't that mean days in which there's no Leda? Because Leda will not count for the day. Lo, Mi Dam, no Dam. Rabbi Menachem Milovan, I'll bring you another proof. Titanya Kimei Nidata, Kach Yimei Leidata. The Torah compares Leda to Nida. Ma Yimei Nidata, what do we know about Yimei Nida? Ein Ru'in Laziva, Ein Sferat Shiva Olema, man. You can't be a Zava during Yimei Nida, by definition, and you can't have Yimei Nida be part of Yeshiva Nakim, by definition. After Yimei Nidata, Ein Ru'in Laziva, same thing with Yimei Leda. There can't be a time when you're a Zava, Ein Sferat Shiva Olamayan, and Sferat Shiva doesn't come out of those days, which means the time of Leda doesn't count. Rava says, Haman Reb Eliezer, that's authored by Reb Eliezer, Damar Mister Nami Satra. Reb Eliezer says that day will even, the Leda itself will actually cancel out the whole Shiva Nakim, as we saw earlier with Reb Eliezer and his position about a Zav. But the question is, Uchidan of Shar Mishi Afshar? Wait a second, you're trying to compare Nida, where it's impossible by definition to be a Zava, to Leda, where it's possible? How can you prove one from the other? So, it's Reb Elazar who says such a system is possible. Reb Sheish Damar is a different take. Al Korachai Kishana Katuv. The Torah simply pushed the two together, Nida and Leda, and whether it makes sense to you or not, that's what the Torah did. Ikad Amrav Chavoy, Barami Amrav Sheshet. In some versions, Rav Chavoy, who opposed Rav Sheshet, actually quoted Rav Sheshet. Razir Damar Dan Rav Shar. And Rav Papa is the one who comes and says, Al Korachi Kan Yishara Kaduv. Okay, let's look at the last piece here for this podcast. Kashtash Lo Shayamim. We said that if she had Kishui for 3 days, and then a break, and then had laid up, so that as long as she was bleeding the whole time now. Ibayalu Shafta Mizeh Umizemau. What if she had no labor pains and no dam? Now, and she has the baby, is she Tmeya Zazav or not? Avchista Mar Tmeya, Avchinina Mar Tahora. There we go. Avchinina, Mashalamat Melech, she had Sach, it's interesting, Mashal. Avchinina tries to prove it's Tahor. Because as there's a king comes out and he's got his retinue, his soldiers coming in front of him. So if she had dam and kishu for a few days, you know that that dam is coming because of the vlad. It's announcing the vlad. The vlad is the melech here. He says the opposite. The closer to the birth, the more, meaning the closer the king is to coming, the more soldiers there should be. So therefore this dam that stopped coming out proves that the original dam really was dam ziva and not dam leda. Tanan, let's see this. Rabbi Shua Omer Laila V'yom Kalele Shabbat V'yomo. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Shua said that you have to have a break of night and day. Sheshaftam in atzav v'lo min adam. And the break has to be only from the pain and not from dam. Sounds like Rav Chanina. Tam ad min atzav v'lo min adam. Hamizam mizeh tahora. So if she has a break from everything, she's tahora. There's no dam ziva here. Tiv to Rav Chista. So Rav Chista says the opposite. Let me buy mizam mizar. The reason Rabbi Shua said it was, it's obvious that if she has a break from both, the tmeya, the paskul chaylo the gamri, because the soldiers stopped coming, meaning that that dam was dam ziva, and now she's going to have a later. It's a whole different event. I'm not sar velomina dam, but I might think that if she only stopped the pain and not the dam, emar ki heichad midam lo paska mikoshi nami lo paska atun babamo dunakat la. I might think that just like they're still dumb, there's probably still koshi, and she just doesn't feel it anymore. It's light. Right? Kamash Malan, that it's not. And that's why Rabbi Shua had to say, Minatzar Velon Adam, meaning a feel Minatzar Velon Adam. Okay, Tanan, Kashtash Loshemi Metoch Achara Sayom, Veshafta Meid Leit Vialda. Alright, so she had 3 days, this is our Mishnah, within the 11 days, then she had a 24 hour break. This is Rabbi Lazar. And then Yaldar is led Vazov. Hey Chidami, how does this work? Ile Mikiniktani Lamali Shalosh. Why do I need 3 days of Ziva? Betray Bekoshi Bachad Beshofi Sagi. If she's bleeding the whole time, I could have 2 days of Koshi and 1 day of a break. Al Hachikama must be like this. Kashtash Loshav Shaftam is always that. It must be that she had 3 days of Dam and then a break of everything. Or she Kashtash Time Shaftam ate late, or she had 2 days and a break from pain for 24 hours. Harezu Yolad Bezov. So that proves that Rav Chista is right, that if she had a break from both, she's still Tmeyat. Rav Chanina's answer below, Leolim Kediktani, read the thing straight. Even though the Kishui started on the third day, meaning she had 1 day of Kishui, second day of Kishui, at the beginning of the third she had Kishui, and then she had 24 hours of a break, she's Tmeyat when she has the baby. Afukami Rabbi Chananya should be, as opposed to Chananya, Rabbi Shua's nephew, who said that even if she has a little kishui on the third day, and then has a baby less than a full day and a half later, as it were, that she's tahora. So we oppose that position. Okay, we will see the explication of the next Mishnah in the next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.